Okay, get this. We're diving into the world of insulation today.
Yeah.
I know. Insulation. Not exactly the most riveting topic, right? But trust me on this one. We're about to uncover some seriously surprising stuff. You guys sent over these marketing materials from USA Insulation, and let me tell you, they are not messing around.
Right.
They made some bold claims about their USA premium foam insulation. So let's unpack this and see what we can learn.
You know, it's funny, marketing materials like this, they're like a gold mine of information. It's not always about what they say directly, but what they choose to highlight, you know.
Right. And they came out swinging with this stat. 77 million American homes are under-insulated, especially those built before 1980. 1980.
Yeah.
Seriously, I'm picturing those straw bale houses from the Three Little Pigs. Did they even have decent insulation back then?
They did have insulation back then, but the technology and the standards, they were completely different back then. Building codes have gotten much stricter, and insulation materials, way more effective now. USA Insulation is clearly targeting a huge market here. Homeowners who might not even realize their insulation needs an upgrade.
So they're going after those of us living in energy-wasting money pits, which, fair enough. But speaking of which,
Yeah.
they have this interactive slider thing on their website. You drag it across a house, and it shows you the difference between having their insulation and, well, having zero insulation.
Oh, I've seen those visualizations like that. They're incredibly powerful. You know, most people, they struggle to grasp these abstract concepts, right? Like energy efficiency.
Yeah.
But when you can actually see the heat loss,
Yeah.
it just clicks.
Oh, absolutely. It's true. You can practically feel the winter chill creeping in on that uninsulated side. And get this, they break down where your home loses the most energy. And it's not what I expected at all. Walls. Walls account for a whopping 35% of energy loss, more than windows. Seriously, I always thought those were the main culprit.
It's a common misconception. Windows definitely contribute to energy loss, don't get me wrong. But the sheer surface area of your walls, it makes them a much bigger factor than most people realize. And that, my friend, is precisely where USA Insulation wants to focus your attention. Their injection foam insulation. It's designed to create a solid barrier within those energy-leaking walls.
Okay. Walls are bad. Got it. But they're not just talking about staying warm in the winter, right? They're really pushing this idea of year-round comfort and energy savings. Like, you'll see a difference in your heating and cooling bills. Plus, and this is a new one for me, they're saying good insulation can actually make your home healthier by preventing mold.
Oh, absolutely. That's huge. Moisture control.
Yeah.
It's a critical aspect of a healthy home environment, and proper insulation plays a key role. By controlling the temperature, the humidity levels, you create an environment where mold and mildew are less likely to thrive.
Yeah.
So indirectly,
Yeah.
yeah, insulation can have a positive impact on your health.
Okay. So they made a pretty compelling case for insulation in general. But what makes this USA premium foam so special? Is it like memory foam for my walls or something?
Yeah.
Well, not exactly, but they do highlight some key features that are worth exploring. They talk about its quick installation process, and it's supposed to be able to fill even the tiniest cracks and crevices. And they say it works in all sorts of wall types, even brick. They mention spray foam insulation as well. But their marketing, it really seems laser focused on this injection foam.
Yeah, it does seem like they're really pushing that. And you know what I appreciate? They actually go into a lot of detail about the process. They even lay it out step by step. With visuals and everything, honestly, it's surprisingly reassuring to see what goes on behind the scenes.
Transparency is a powerful tool, and it sounds like they're using it strategically. When you understand the process and you know what to expect, it builds confidence.
Totally. It's like knowing the chef's recipe instead of just seeing the finished dish. And speaking of confidence, they've got a whole section on their website dedicated to customer testimonials. And let me tell you, these people are raving. They're praising USA Insulation's professionalism, the speed of the installation, and the noticeable difference in their energy bills.
Testimonials can be incredibly persuasive. They build trust, you know, and credibility, but it's always wise to take them with a grain of salt.
Oh, for sure. You got to be wary of cherry picking.
Exactly. It's always a good idea to seek out independent reviews as well and compare their claims to what other insulation providers are offering. For example, they keep saying their injection foam creates this solid barrier, but how does that compare to the thermal resistance of traditional insulation materials? That's where understanding R value comes in.
R value. Okay.
Yeah.
You're gonna have to break that one down for me.
Of course. So R value, it basically measures a material's resistance to heat flow. The higher the R value, the better it is at insulating. And here's the thing. USA Insulation doesn't actually mention the R value of their premium foam anywhere, which is interesting.
Yeah. So while a solid barrier sounds great in theory, knowing the actual R value,
Yeah.
But allow us to compare it to other options, apples to apples, you know.
Precisely. Now, another term they use a lot is thermal bridging. So, listener, imagine a metal beam running right through your insulation. Metal conducts heat way faster than insulation, right? So it creates this bridge for the heat to escape.
Ah, so it's like a weak link in the chain.
Exactly. And USA Insulation claims their injection foam is amazing at filling those tiny gaps and cracks around things like pipes and wires, which minimizes thermal bridging. And this is important because even small gaps can really reduce your insulation's effectiveness.
Okay, that makes sense. So they're saying their foam is like a crack-seeking ninja or something, eliminating those energy-wasting weak points.
Yeah.
But how do we know for sure? How do we know it actually lives up to the hype?
That is the million-dollar question, isn't it?
Well, this is where it gets really interesting, right? We've got all this info from USA Insulation. But are their claims actually backed up, like by independent research or industry standards?
That's always the key question. We've seen the marketing, but now it's time to dig a little deeper. You mentioned earlier that they claim their premium foam can make your home healthier by preventing mold. And this is where understanding vapor barriers becomes really crucial. So have you ever noticed that thin plastic sheet behind your drywall?
You mean that like plastic sheet?
Yeah, exactly. That's a vapor barrier. And it's super important. It prevents moisture from seeping into your walls, which is what creates that breeding ground for mold.
Okay, so that plastic sheeting actually has a purpose. I always wondered about that.
Oh, it's crucial. Now, some insulation materials, they act as their own vapor barrier, while others need a separate one. USA Insulation mentions that their injection foam expands to fill gaps and create a solid barrier, which makes me think it might have some vapor barrier properties, but they don't explicitly say it, so it's something to look into.
Good point. It's like they're saying, trust us, it's a barrier, but without actually clarifying what kind of barrier.
Exactly. It's one thing to make a claim, but it's another thing entirely to back it up with specifics and verifiable data. That's why it's always smart to look for those third-party certifications or independent testing results.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. So, listener, if you're thinking about USA Insulation, or any insulation provider, really, don't be afraid to ask the tough questions. Demand that transparency. Compare those R values. And look for information on vapor barriers.
Absolutely. Knowledge is power, as they say, especially when you're making a big investment in your home. And remember, insulation technology, it's always evolving. What's considered cutting edge today might be totally commonplace tomorrow.
It's like that saying, right? The only constant is change.
Yeah.
So where does that leave us? What's the big takeaway from our deep dive into the wild world of insulation?
Well, I think we've learned that insulation is so much more than just staying warm in the winter. It's about year-round comfort, saving money on energy bills, and even the overall health of your home. We've also learned that marketing materials can be very persuasive, but it's always crucial to dig a little deeper, compare those claims, and seek out independent information before making any decisions.
Well said. USA Insulation definitely got us thinking about the importance of insulation, but they also reminded us to be savvy consumers. Do your research, ask the right questions, and choose what's truly best for your situation.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
And on that note, we'll wrap up this deep dive into the fascinating world of insulation. Remember, everyone, knowledge is power. So keep asking those questions and never stop learning.